Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, great job, everyone. Great job.
What do you mean? What do you mean,
well,
Raj?
Well, I mean, we kind of knew this was going to happen and whatever. Cardinals have been eliminated from playoff contention with a loss in San Francisco last night. So there it is. Well, I guess there's nothing else to talk about.
Over under in the next couple of days that we see a headline that says a new era blooms in St. Louis. For the Cardinals, new era blooms.
Well,
for the Cardinals.
I'm sure that the moment he has his introductory press conference, that will be one of the headlines. And now they can't use it because you've already taken it. So let's talk to Matt Pauley, host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, and pre and post game coverage for the Cardinals, who do have one more series left to go on the road against the Cubs. Matt, well, we kind of know it was going this direction, or we knew it was. There was always a little bit of hope that maybe they could go on a run, but that run, the Cleveland Guardians-like run did not happen for them, and they are missing out on the playoffs again.
It didn't, and like you said, we knew this was going to happen, but for it to, you know, last night was a night where all the teams that the Cardinals needed to lose to stay mathematically alive lost, yet they did not put out a very good effort last night. It was a frustrating game. Well, also one quickly, because you mentioned Chaim Bloom, when he was in Boston, the people who were like fans of Chaim Bloom, like really big fans of him and really believed in what he was doing, they were known as the Bloominati.
Oh,
I like that. I like that very much.
That's good. We have to start using that.
Can we steal that?
I don't see why not.
All right. The Bloominati. Okay. I might even take credit for it.
I mean, you could do
no,
so many. Like,
we have radio proof that I brought that. To
nobody's going
to
remember this. Nobody's going to remember this.
The person who told me is there's a beat writer in Boston by the name of Chris Cotillo who
Chris
covers. Yep. Yeah, he told me the Bloominati thing.
I like it.
Well, I think there's so many, right? Like like I mentioned, using the word bloom in a headline, a new era blooms for the Cardinals. Time to improve. Time to fly.
Well, that's not bad either.
Yeah, I think you could really...
Time to fly. Hashtag time to fly.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to do that. I think now that they're eliminated, I'm going to tweet right now, hashtag time to fly. And I think it's going to go viral, and then I will get endorsements.
I've got one. If the Cardinals win a World Series under Chaim Bloom's watch.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how we do it, but it'll be something like In Bloom... And you have to tie in Bloom and Nirvana because Nirvana's like heaven. right?
Okay.
So we're all in Nirvana because the Cardinals have won a World Series, and they have a song called In Bloom. There's got to be a tie-in there. I don't know how to do it.
I think it would probably just be a t-shirt, like an album cover.
Yeah.
It would be a t-shirt.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wouldn't necessarily be a hashtag.
Oh, I know. It could be the...
Does the airport still have a Chili's?
I think so. The East Terminal? Or the Terminal 2?
Terminal 1? Terminal 2.
Terminal 2.
The Heim Bloomin' Onion?
Okay. This should, you know what? This really is off-season discussion. We should be having off-season talks about this.
We jumped the gun by a week.
We really did. This is like deep into off-season, right? Anyway, so...
Any young guys that he drafts could be bloomers.
Okay. There you go.
This is so good, guys. I am ready for 2026.
Oh, here's one.
No, we're ready for 2026.
Amy, to jump on that, to piggyback, they could be the young players that come in.
Yeah.
They get called up at like 22. They'll be baby bloomers.
Oh.
How about that one? That's a winner.
This is I cannot wait.
That's a winner.
Next season, Matt, this is us. Look, the Cardinals got eliminated. What do you want us to do? Rehash why?
Yeah. Well, at least
last night was such a frustrating game. Yeah. I am loving this conversation because I have never. Oh my gosh, it was frustrating last night. So yeah, let's just keep going with this.
Isn't it fun though to still kind of be frustrated, even though you know the season like is probably going to be over?
Yeah,
you know, it's good to have that feeling of damn it, this could have gone better. Like it means you care. It means you care and that they didn't do it.
Both sides, because two nights ago that game that they won. That was one of the most amazing wins. We wrapped up post game at 1:05 in the morning, and I had every reason to be so tired, and I was just fired up because I was so happy about the way that game went down and that comeback and everything. I didn't care that I knew the Cardinals were likely not to be a postseason club. It was just an awesome game. And then yesterday, I mean, Jordan Walker had one of the most single frustrating games I have ever watched a single person play in the history of me watching baseball. And I wake up this morning and I'm still frustrated about it.
Well, yeah, I get it. Let's get to a little bit of news, though. Sonny Gray, he basically said that he's aware he could also be gone after Nolan Arenado said that he's likely no longer going to be part of the team in 2026. And the questions about Gray were the same. Would he waive a no trade clause? And he pretty much said that he sees that as a very real possibility.
Yeah, he said he came to St. Louis to win and they're not winning. So he's got one more year left on his deal. I think the Cardinals, if they could find a way to move him to a contender, they would. Now, this is a two-pronged thing because his salary really, really goes up next year. It's a big number, and a lot of people focus on that. It was a really low number in year number one. He took a backloaded contract. So the Cardinals paid him a lot less in year number one, knowing that he was going to make a whole bunch in year number three. So I think when we just sit here and talk about the raw number of what he's going to make next year, I think that's a little bit disingenuous because Cardinals saved a bunch of money on him in year number one. But that's the first time that he has been open to the fact that he might get traded. I kind of expected that to be happening. There was a game like, I don't know, maybe a month ago, and he was asked about stuff afterwards, and his answer was basically like, "Well, I'm just trying to go out there and have fun."
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear somebody say that, it's like, no, that's not good, especially a dude who's as competitive as that. So I'm not shocked by what was said last night.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's frustrated. I know everybody is frustrated, everyone involved, and because he's got, just to remind people, he does have a no trade clause. That he does have control over where he goes next year, at least some control over that. He can reject the deal. So the thought that he would waive that, it certainly opens things up. It certainly makes the possibilities for this offseason even more dynamic.
Yes, and I would assume there's going to be lots and lots and lots of roster changes this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For this offseason.
Hey, let's talk about other baseball, Matt, because it's been pretty cool elsewhere. Cal Raleigh has hit his 60th home run. He hit 59 and 60 last night. So he's the first player to 60 in a few years after Aaron Judge did it, first catcher. That's cool, man. It was a really cool night in Seattle last night.
For a catcher to do that, a switch hitting catcher, that matter. So like he set the switch hitting record as well. It's incredible. That he is a unicorn. That is something that does not exist in baseball. Like a switch hitting catcher who hits 60 home runs. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It's really awesome, and you feel good for Seattle. It's been a long time coming for them to have some success and trying to win the division and everything. That's a great story.
It's a very cool story. Meanwhile, also a cool story, and I guess it depends on how you look at it. Either the Cleveland Guardians have gone on a tremendous run or the Detroit Tigers have a tremendous collapse that is happening, or maybe it's a little bit of both.
It's a lot of both.
They will play today. It's the final of their series, the Tigers and Guardians. It's an evening game. And then, of course, you got the final weekend. But what in the world, man? That's an unbelievable story on both ends.
It absolutely... The Tigers had a 15.5 game lead in that division just by Cleveland taking over first place yesterday. No matter what happens the rest of the way, Major League, they're the first team to overcome a deficit of 15.5 games ever. Mm-hmm. The 1914 Boston Braves were 15 games back in the National League on July 4th and then came back. But that was the largest. So at 15.5, that sets the record for a team being that far back and moving into first place at some point in time.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Everything has to break right for you if you're Cleveland and break wrong for you if you're the Tigers.
Yeah,
that's
Detroit.
And because we were talking about the Tigers in like May, that's a World Series contender, but they don't look anything like that now.
They spent much of the year either with the first or second best odds to win the World Series this year.
Okay, so comparing this for perspective from hockey terms, them coming back... The Commanders coming back from 15.5 games out in July to now owning the tiebreaker over Detroit. Did they pass Detroit last night, you said?
Yes.
Yeah,
they are now one game in front of the Tigers in the division.
How does that compare to the Blues' worst to first when they were literally last in the National Hockey League in January and then went on their 11-game winning streak, were able to get into the playoffs?
I think it's different because the Blues didn't go to first place in the division. So I'm correct in that, right? They weren't a first place team. They just got into the playoffs.
Right, they got
incorrect?
Into the playoffs.
Okay,
I do not believe they were first, in the division.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think they were. I wanted to make sure I didn't misremember something. So I think it's a little bit of an apples and oranges, both very, very, very impressive. The number of games in baseball at 162, it allows things like this to happen that you don't see happen in other sports just because there's not as much time.
Yeah. Do you think they have that unstoppability that the Blues seemed to have when they went into the playoffs? Like, oh my gosh, Cleveland could actually win the whole thing? Or does it feel fluky?
it feels real, but I think there's a difference in regular season and play. The difference between regular season and playoffs in baseball, you can build your team to be a regular season team and then not really be built for the playoffs. Not that Cleveland can't go have a little bit of run in the playoffs, but they would not be my top three or four picks even to be in the World Series.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but I forgot this, Matt, which I think is really impressive. The Blues were tied for second with the Winnipeg Jets in the division because the Predators had 100 points, but the Blues and Jets had 99. That's pretty close to first. I know it's not, but it was closer than I remember, actually.
Yeah, the fact that they went on to then win the Stanley Cup makes it so impressive. We'll see what happens with Cleveland. Like, let's have this conversation again here in a month or so. But it's for what the Guardians have been able to do. It's really impressive.
So the Cardinals are off before they start their series in Chicago tomorrow. Matt Pauly, Redbird Rush Hour tonight at 5.
Yeah, and we'll be at Hot Shots in Fenton this evening as well for the soccer showcase. So hopefully folks come out. I'll do my part of the Rush Hour from there at 5 o'clock, and then the 6 o'clock hour will be the soccer hour, and 7 o'clock hour will be kind of a normal sports open line. And may I issue a correction and retraction real quick?
Oh, yes.
The Bloomin' Onion, according to a texter,
is
Outback, not Chili, so I apologize.
Yeah.
My bad.
Unbelievable.
I saw that text.
This is why people don't believe the media.
About it. Yep.
When I get stuff wrong, I'm the first person to raise my hand and say, I got this one wrong. So I raise my hand in embarrassing defeat.
It's okay, buddy. We appreciate you anyway.
All right.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.